Jean-Georges and I and a few other designers are up for awards. It's going to be held at the Belmont Hotel in Chicago. Would you like to come along as my date? Maybe you could get a chance to talk to him, sneak in a few questions. Your date, Alicia? I said and grinned. Sure, I mean, I doubt Ned will have a problem with that. Alicia laughed. Now, there's always the danger that Jean-Georges won't speak to anyone who's a friend of mine. So, once we're at the dinner, we won't make it obvious we know each other. But I'll lobby behind the scenes for you and Jean-Georges to be seated next to each other. Great. I'll see you there tomorrow. Meanwhile, I'll call the Belmont Hotel to reserve a room for myself. By the way, Alicia said, the event starts at 7. It includes a fashion show with a sampling of the nominees' collections, and many thanks for all your help. I really appreciate it. After saying goodbye to Alicia, I headed outside and made a quick cell phone call to get reservations at the Belmont Hotel. My brain was swirling with thoughts of a new lead, Jean-Georges de Vouvray. True, there wasn't enough evidence against him to call him a suspect yet. There was only Alicia's hunch that he had it in for her. But I was frustrated by my lack of progress with my other suspects, and even if Jean-Georges didn't pan out, I could look forward to a glittery fashion dinner in Chicago. Still, I shouldn't lose sight of Mr. Tsao. Of all my suspects, he made the most sense. If only I could figure out why he'd be blaming animal rights activists. Maybe my investigation this afternoon would shed some light. Mr. Tsao's office was only 3 blocks away from Swoon 2, a 3-minute walk. Once in the lobby of his building, I explained to the guard that I was working overtime for Mr. Tsao. He didn't question me. In fact, his droopy eyes told me he was barely awake. I pressed the elevator up button, and while waiting, I scanned the register of tenants and found Michael Tsao, Esquire, on the 10th floor, along with Finch and Sullivan, attorneys at law. Soon, the door to the nearest elevator slid open, and I stepped in eagerly. While Mr. Tsao's office would surely be locked, maybe I could talk my way in. Maybe the guard had a master key to the offices in the building. First things first, though. It made sense to ride up and scope out the situation before approaching him. Just as the elevator door was closing, a man slipped through it. I did a double take. It was Mr. Tsao. A stocky man with deep frown lines. He looked a bit older than his image in his photos. He made no eye contact with me, so I stared at the floor indicator above the door. My spirits rose. Who knew? Meeting Mr. Tsao in person might be a lucky break. Maybe I could convince...